a man can stand up. That's true, but if he knows what's good for him, he'll sit back down again. And right quick, as they say on the right coast. There's just no percentage in sticking your neck out. Berman knew that, and yet he found himself there, all eyes turned towards him, standing with his hand in the air. Well, maybe all eyes weren't turned on him. She wasn't even paying attention. She was flipping through a magazine and looking bored. He realized he was looking at her, and even though the chair had long since recognized him, he had yet to say anything. This was maybe just as well, as he no longer had any idea what it was he was going to say. He turned back towards the front of the room where the chair, the secretary, and the treasurer were all staring at him. He glanced across the room and the uncomfortable silence that filled it. Everybody was looking at him now. Even she was. They all looked like they were waiting for something. They were waiting for him to say something. He had to say something. What was he going to say? His mind was blank. Oh, well. I think I have a boil. Berman was never asked to be on a board or a committee or any other body of individuals grouped together for a common purpose ever again. Which was a shame, really, because he owned his own gavel.